It's time for Your Home with Tim Brutton. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Great. Good to have you in here this morning.
Yep, we're Nikki live. Nikki, too. Hi, good morning, Nikki. How are you? Huh? Are you plugged in?
I can't hear.
She wasn't plugged in.
Is that thing on? I wasn't ready. Now it is.
Now Nikki is plugged in.
And
good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
N-I-C-K-E-Y.
Yep.
Like Nikki Mouse.
Yep, just like the mouse.
Okay. Good morning, Du Bois. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Brutton. And today we have a kind of a cool show. We're going to talk about our top 10 projects from 2009. We tallied the results and the biggest. And we did dollar volume kind of wise, but lots of projects and stuff going on. And we'll count from 10 down to our number one project in 2009, and I think it's actually a sign of what's to come in 2010. So maybe we'll spark something that needs to be done on your home. But top 10 projects, a couple little announcements. Let's see, legacy cabinets still on sale, and it's a good time of year to be thinking about a kitchen or bathroom projects. Ask your builder for a good deal, okay? We still have time to do a winter project for you. Actually, our schedule's filling up for spring. It's something in summer. And it looks like that 2010 is going to be a good year for us again. And I'm thanking everybody for the great year we had in 2009. I don't know. We're blessed company. Our phone rings. I have some good people around me, like Nikki here. Good morning, Mom. Bonnie Brutton, if you see her on the streets today. So good morning, Bonnie. So, and what else we have going on in the office? Oh, we're working on a website, huh, Nick?
Yeah, it's turning out really nice.
It is, thanks to Adam and Company in there, if those guys are listening to the show. But it's coming out pretty cool, too. And it's hard to sort through thousands of pictures from probably 1,000-plus projects over the years. And got some good inserts from thank you letters and things that people had said. So we're splattering them on the website. Kind of neat. Some good, neat photos. Some of the services and things that we offer. So kind of neat. A little bit of great information about what we do. We're also putting Your Home with Tim Brutton back up online. Some of these radio shows will be on. So you'll be able to archive some past shows, see some photos of some of the guest hosts and what's going on, the antics in the studio during the show. So my text is ringing.
<So sorry. laughs>
I know.
Mine too.
I know. I know.
They're mine's talking my to husband. Us. So since he's texting me, I need to say hello to Will and Ethan, and they're at home listening. So
good morning, Will.
Ethan will be mommy's on the radio.
Let's see what's going on in our showroom. You had something you wanted to bring up.
We are having a sale on porcelain tiles from a certified carpet distributor, and we have some on in our showroom, so feel free to come in, 109 Main Street in Falls Creek, and you'll also be able to see the legacy cabinets and craft made, and we have a couple really nice displays, so, you know, stop on in, take a look around, and see what we have.
Yep, so come and see our showroom, and it's looking pretty cool, too. I mean, I think we have some new stuff from Craft Made that we're putting out, and our new oak stain samples. It's amazing how many different blend of features that Craftmate will do with an oak board. I mean, there's probably 20 different stain features. A lot of them are options and additional treatments that they can do the wood, giving your kitchen that custom look. So kind of neat, doesn't end. You want to get into top 10 projects from 2009?
Sure.
Huh? And we're going to start 10 and go down to number one, right?
Yeah, let's do 10 and go to one.
10. Well, let's see. Project number 10, and this is something that, you know, these... And it almost falls in the handyman for us in our company. We look at that as smaller projects, a good deals, turnkey operation, but windows, doors, storm doors. We put in a lot of replacement windows every year for people, and we're changing out windows. And sometimes it's conjunction with an outside-type project like siding on your home, and sometimes it's not. But energy efficiency, I think, sparked that to be one of our top rated projects. New silver line replacement windows, Larson storm doors. You sell any Larson doors lately, Nikki? I know you sold a few.
I've sold quite a few. Yeah.
And so we don't mind. We'll come out, your door gets measured, we take the old door away and install a new door, you know, and sometimes in the installation charge, in a lot of cases being less than $100, you know, don't let $100 ruin your weekend, because you can go out and spend several hundred dollars on a door and just have a terrible weekend by trying to put it up yourself. Call us, the pros at Tim Brutton Construction in Main Street, Falls Creek. That's 375-9388, but you can give us a call. Check us out at timbruttonconstruction.com. And that website, I think we're going to roll it out any day, like tomorrow, yeah, I think the next day. Yeah, the new version, timbrittonconstruction.com. So looking forward to that. So the project, the 10th most popular project, windows and doors. You want to go ahead and do the 9th most popular project? I know. I'm gonna drink my coffee over here. Okay. Go ahead. Do 9.
Number 9 is interior remodels. And we label that as things like flooring and painting, carpet, and also change of use of a room.
Sure. That's a common thing. The change of use of a room. Everything from we've turned bedrooms into offices and closets into offices and extra space to add on to, you know, the bathroom areas. So a change of use of room is common. A lot of people, single people living in 3-bedroom homes, single retired couples, and they have them extra bedrooms, dining rooms turning into more functional spaces, entertainment rooms too. So we're seeing the sometimes goodbye with the dining room table and adding on to the kitchen and just making a more functional space too. In 2009, we've torn out walls and enlarged a couple of kitchens. Very common project too. And it's not always getting rid of the dining room, but sometimes just opening the room up between the kitchen and the living area, a real common thing too. We have some things pending right now to be doing that probably in the month of February. Tearing out walls. That's what we do. Change the use of a room. So interior projects. I'll take 8. Let's see. Basement remodels. And I don't know. That's always something that I've done. But we want to make sure that we're dealing with the problems with the basement first. This is one thing I got to say before you remodel your basement. If you have a leaking wall or structural problem or something's not performing correctly, you got to make sure you're taking care of your problems. But it can be as simple as we have them where we've painted and waterproofed the basement and painted the walls and installed drop ceilings or painted the walls and painted the floor to the full carpet at a bedroom down there. We've done both types of projects last year. Both of them were great. And even you'd be surprised what cleaning up the basement will do. And if you have that dungeon type basement or you think you have a major storage problem, add some shelving, built out of OSB and tube of fours, 2 feet deep. You'd be surprised. It'll clean it up quick. You can go get some bunch of storage bins for $5.99 at Kmart, and you're in business, and you're cleaning up that mess. Deal with it. By the way, when the contractor comes, it's a reason to clean the basement because, yeah, we're coming. Okay, we need to work here. So, you know, you move everything out of the way, but then you get to put it back in a neat, organized manner. Basement remodels. A lot of times, just commonly to clean it up, make it more functional space. Deal with the problems though is the word. If the wall's leaking water, you can't build a wall in front of it and hope that the leak never comes through. You want to make sure that you're dealing with any issues that you have prior to. And we have some cool basements too. If you need an entertainment room or you need space for that 52-inch or 55-inch TV. If you play PlayStation Wii, okay, you need more room, okay, because you're swinging your arms. They show the Wii commercials on TV where everybody's like real tight and happy and playing ping pong. It's not that way. You need about 8 surrounding feet around you to be able to swing the
Wii
remote.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yes,
Tim.
I am. Yeah, yes, I am. And I get hit with my Wii remote, you know. But it's cool. It's neat. And you need to do that in the basement areas of your home. So basement remodels projects number 8. You want to do 7?
Sure.
Go ahead.
We have number 7 as garages.
Yeah.
And we built a ton of garages last year.
I know. It only made 7. I think our garages are cheap.
Yeah.
We're putting in a full foundation when we do a garage. We have a couple attached. We have probably about 4 or 5 projects detached where we're building somebody a 2-bay garage or something. Is Will calling and saying he wants a garage?
No.
Is that okay? He needs one.
I know, we do. We've talked about
that. Yeah, you have one. It's attached, and I got to see the inside of it one time when I was over
at
your house.
It is full.
Yeah, it's
of
full.
Junk.
I know. Where does the car go?
The car sits outside. It can fit, and that's been my complaint since we moved in. Clean the garage out so my car can go in. No. Okay. There's a tractor in there.
Will needs a garage. He needs a 2-stall garage with 10-foot wide doors and, I don't know, probably 9-10 foot high, something big.
A big one.
Get that big truck in there. So garages, doors. You can come into our office. We're selling homes and Clopay garage doors and door openers installed. Another project that we don't mind doing, a la carte, but building your garage, foundation work, design build, get the permits, attach it to the house or leave it detached, whichever the case may be. Garages is a project. I'm surprised I only made it in number 7 because that was a popular project for us in 2009. And we have some feelers out there, though. I hear people who want garages. So, yeah. You know, and I'm able to ballpark them usually pretty quick. In a few minutes, here's what it'll cost. Here's what you'll get. So real easy to quote a garage and decide what's best for you. Okay, let's see. 6. Is it my turn?
Yep.
I lost track. I know what 6 is. It's more outdoor living area, but porches, and we did a lot of porches, but it's decks in the backyard. We're putting a lot of composite decking on, but we built more front porches this year, and that is ahead of garage. But sometimes when we do a front porch, we're doing a house remodel. We're doing some siding and windows and things too. So, but we did a lot of porches. Brockway. I don't know. Yeah, so, we put a porch on every other house, I think, in Brockway. I know, but that was cool. But I think that's important. It's the front of someone's home. It's the focal point, and it really can change the look of a house. And sometimes these are in conjunction with some siding or some other exterior work. And sometimes they were just a porch or a deck or a sitting area. But I don't know. We did a lot of porches last year. I like using some of the newer composite materials. I was at a seminar at 7 a.m. this morning at Eaton Park, and they're talking about rhino decking and how they're combining the best of vinyl and the best of composite too. So some cool products. We're looking for to get our spring lineup of shows coming up and talking about some of the new products that are available. But porches, rhino decking, color guard, kind of in our exterior projects, but making it to number 6. Hey, you're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton, and I'm Nikki Seipel on with me this morning. My right-hand man is a woman. That's Nikki here. So she keeps me straight, huh?
Tim, I try.
You got to go here. Here's your appointment.
Do this, please.
I know. You do. You send me running, I think, is what you do. So we're probably excluding, too. I'm thinking about it. We're excluding, you know, some commercial projects because we have a couple steady commercial clients who call us time and time again. They're not on our list anywhere. What's number 5? Why don't you do number 5?
We have number 5 as bathrooms.
Okay.
And we have it as either doing a total remodel, you know, taking everything out and putting brand new in, and also updating, you know, just adding a little bit extra to what you already have is nice. And I lost my train of thought. I was scratching it out. And I also wrote down handicapped accessible for people in the area that might, you know, need something like that. We offer that kind of a service, and we did a couple last year, and they turned out really nice. And, you know, just that's something that we can do. Hang on. You're leaving me hanging, Tim.
Am I?
You are. He's not. He usually talks more.
I was like, quiet. I'm allowed to drink my coffee here. You know, in bathrooms, too, and we talk about accessibility, it's not that there's a problem, but it's just the fact that today's bathrooms can be designed so for you to move around a lot easier. They can be maintenance-free. We have some high-end bathrooms, too. We have some custom showers built in, but I've seen accessibility as – maybe we're all getting older, or maybe it's the baby boomers or something coming through, but I seen that as being, I want to make sure that this bathroom has some of these features in it and able to build them right in. And sometimes that encounters maybe a little bit more space, and sometimes it doesn't. Just lay out if the bathroom can be more efficient too. We're looking at different things, making sure bathrooms are up to code, making sure they have proper ventilation. If you don't have a window in them, look at a solar tube or a skylight, some cool things that you can do with a bathroom remodel. I like, you know, Bass is tells a story, and I think some of that's on our new website, too. But I got started out, I was putting in bathrooms and kitchens for people, and it was, you know, 1984, 1985, and 86. Jerry Copenhaver, back in the good old days. And the two of us would just tackle those projects and rip somebody's house apart and put it back together. So the good old days, I think we have those same values going today. We're still putting in a lot of bathrooms every year. Let's see, 4. I can do 4.
Okay.
And floor, it kind of comes, the projects are kitchens, and I think that's part of our design build process a lot of time. We can change your layout. We can, some people want more storage, or I want more counter space. In fact, I probably always hear, I need more counter space, or I want more functionality in my kitchen. And we can do that. And even in tight quarters, we can do it. And we don't always have to tear out the walls. We can work with what you have, but, it's fun to tear out a wall. Okay. Kind of my, 26 years of experience, and we look at it with design. We can look at it and say, this is what we need to do if this wall is going to be moved. The first consultation is always free, so if you're considering a major design project, and that, call us. I mean, we'll come in, we'll take a look at it, talk about money. Usually, even initially, you know, we can do this kind of a project, and whether it's a $8,000 project or a $30,000 project, you know, we can talk about what we can do to renovate your kitchen, make it bigger. But you don't always need the answers. You don't have to pound your head off a wall and try to figure out what the solutions are. I mean, tell us what your problems are, what's your wish list, give us your Christmas list, and we kind of turn that into the finished kitchen. Do you like doing kitchens?
I do.
You're helping with some.
I do. I like kitchens a lot, and I think that even if you make small updates to your kitchen, it can totally change, you know, the whole atmosphere of it. I have a little kitchen, and I'd love to add. Mine is the counter space and the storage space. So, I mean, you can do small things. We've done some jobs that were small and some that were really big, but the end result is always the wow factor.
Yep.
And I think that's what everybody wants in their kitchen.
Yep. And we do, you know, if you think about the one we're designing right now, there's we're trying to keep it on a budget, but yet there's some granite countertops going in.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, and I said, it's kind of hard to use, you know, budget and keep it under this, but we use granite, but we can, because we're doing the bar area and the seating area in granite, and we're doing everything else in solid surface. And I mean, it's just going to be cool looking. I mean, you can't beat it. Oak craft made cabinets are going to be going in, and new flooring, hardwood flooring throughout. I don't know. I think it's been done, and knock out a wall and turn a useless, not completely useless, but a dining room into part of the kitchen. And it's going to be made into a breakfast room, and expand the kitchen area to become all one open area rather than two separate rooms. So kitchens being project number four. Not only a few of them last year, but I think that's always been my forte. I've always liked messing with kitchens. You know, I like the cook and can. You've ate my cooking.
Yes, before. The salsa.
You like my salsa.
I love it.
I have salsa perfected. I like to do salsa good. So, but you know, things that I think, because I'm using a kitchen and because I've installed and built so many of them, I think I tend to be a good designer. And I think you help me pick things out too. I like teaming up with you on kitchen projects. So project number four from 2009, kitchens. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. And if anybody has any questions, they can check out our website, timbrittonconstruction.com. And it's soon to be, we're going to upload a new website here in a matter of either minutes or days. I know that's coming. You can call us at 375-9388. Ask a question. Ask for that free consultation. I'll come see you. We can look over your project, see what you have going on, solve problems. And we're talking about best projects of 2009. What's three?
Number three is additions.
Oh, yeah. And that's always the solve-all, you know. So additions, it comes in play where you like where you live. Gary, you like where you live. But you like where you live.
I love where I live.
I know. and you don't want to move. And you know your neighbors. And you have the yard. And the house is almost what you want. Or, you know, you might be on 10 acres or just be at a great spot. Or you have a lake view or on the lake, whatever. But you have the deer train to come into the backyard. Whatever it is that you like about your house.
But turkeys, too.
Do you? Yeah. Mine are trained. They were in there last night, too. They have their winter coats on, don't they? The deer have
heavy, they look different.
They look different. They're like a darker, woolier animal this time of year. But you may need an addition. And this year we've built master bedroom suites on. We've built family areas. And sometimes these encompass various projects like kitchens, garages, garage in the basement, addition on the first floor, master bedroom suite. It could be a combination of some of the other projects that we typically do. But if you need more space, you can look at adding on. We call it tasteful remodeling, tasteful design, where we want it to look like it's always been a part of the home. And sometimes we encounter renovating the entire exterior. Sometimes it's major renovations to the interior. Sometimes it's both. And we have everything from small to extremely large home makeovers and doing an addition. But what's your need? So you can live where you want. We take care of the design process. Again, it's a problem-solving team. We're looking at zoning, keeping an eye on the budget the whole time for the client, and what can we do? Complete with pictures there. I got to hand it to Adam. He's getting really good at turning out some key pictures, too. I mean, he's spending the time on the drawings. It looks cool. So the additions, if your home's not right, add on. Let's see, our number two project, oh, man. I know, and I can't. I don't know why. You know, and a lot of times I hear, well, you know, and sometimes someone's been there and it's, you know, something still leaks. And a lot of times I see roofs that don't need a roof, but I see a problem area or something that can be repaired. But I think that comes from I've always roofed and I've always went to the schools and we understand waterproofing techniques, be it in the basement or up high. But if you have a roofing problem, I don't know. I'm glad to be known for the guy that can solve the problem, but we can solve the problem and put a solution to it and put a price tag on it. And sometimes it's a new roof. I mean, we're select shingle roofers considered by CertainTeed and certified roofing contractors from GAF. So we've earned our designations and we've done tons and tons of roofs, but it tends to become like our number two main project. We do a lot of commercial roofing. We can do flat roofs and roofing, solve problems. Sometimes your roof problems, or if you have a leak, might not be the roof. Sometimes it's siding, window flashings. We're seeing other problems too, but we know where to look into it and understand what water and ice can do this time of year too. So roofs, man, we did a lot of roofs, didn't we?
A ton.
You know, Jim and Paul and Tom and them guys who work in them, those guys are strong as bulls, and these aren't, I don't know, the average age of our roofer is probably 40 and tough as nails. I mean, these guys are tough. They know what they're doing. They come in and swiftly try to execute, taking care of your roof project start to finish. We're lining up roof projects.
Already,
actually,
for this year.
Already. And we have a couple that are repaired that we're hoping to hold off till spring. So if you're having a problem, and that kind of brings up, if you do have a problem in the middle of winter, give us a call or emergency services. I'm real prone to ice backups, and you'll see that when it warms up Wednesday, Thursday, hopefully. But when you get a few days above freezing and it drops down below freezing again at nights, it tends to be the start of the process, the ice dams on your roof. And we can look at why you're getting accumulation of ice on the eaves versus just replacing the roof. So sometimes you can actually deal the problem and reduce the ice. It has to do with insulation and ventilation and other things too. So I don't know, like to solve those things. Have you ever been on a roof, Nikki?
Yeah, I always get up on them. Yeah. The guys make fun of me because I climb right up there in flip-flops.
And you're checking them out, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's good. So again, keeping me straight, you're typing those roof proposals to the client. And again, by dollar volume, what else are we doing last year? Number one project.
Oh.
Go ahead. Yeah. You say it.
New homes.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Everybody say it. Tough times. Actually, it's a good time. Money's cheap. Yeah, there's 5% money out there. These are the good old days. Building materials, OSB and lumber is cheap as it ever was. I mean, it's as cheap as it ever was. You can go back 15 and 20 years, and that's what we were paying for sheets of plywood, you know, back in the 80s. That's what we're paying for them now. So value engineering, things have changed. Floor joist systems have changed. Pre-manufactured trusses were a rarity. You could get them. Now they're common, okay? So They're building more with less materials today. It's a good time to build a new home. There's some other advantages to building now. Building codes are changing. And I don't know if it's good or bad. We talk about sprinkler systems and different things. I don't know, kind of don't think sprinklers in a residential home is the answer to fires and things. I think a lot of the other things with the codes have helped. Fire rating, smoke detectors, fire-rated drywall products, new wiring techniques, new plumbing techniques, safer furnaces, more high-efficiency furnaces, safety features on appliances. Those things, I think, are making a bigger impact than adding sprinkler systems. But January 2011, and will be a code saying that residential homes in Pennsylvania need to have a sprinkler system built in. So, I mean, the price is going up. And these things initially cost estimates, and we're looking at quoting some, but we're talking $3,000 to $5,000 for a home. Not that that's bad, but $5,000's a lot of shillings. You know, I don't know. I'd rather probably have some granite countertops or something.
And sooner or later, the system malfunctions.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I know, and they can't say they don't because they do. And
they do.
Yeah, they're being built a lot more efficiently. There's dry systems being put in where it's not energizing with water until it's a problem, and that's being done through electronics and relays and things. But also, I don't know, there's that chance for the malfunction. There's a chance that... would you ever burn toast,
Nikki? Yeah.
I mean, all the time. I hate to have it, but a temperature rise for some odd reason, or a small fire that was containable and it soaked your house. So I don't know. It's just tough. Hey, it was fun. It was fun. Top 10 projects of 2009. That was easy. We had a great year in 2009. Thank you, by the way, listeners and loyal fans, for our 2009. This is Tim Britton. Thanks for listening to Your Home with Tim Britton on Newstalk 1420 WCED. Hope their information today was helpful with your home, and God bless you and your home.
Your